and Matt. We're an interracial couple with two kids, wanting to do something that highlights the power of friendship and what it means to be in the company of true friends. We're going to move our society away and out of the loneliness epidemic and into a friendlier, happier world. Welcome to Our Friendly World. Better, stronger, together. Uh-oh.
Gonna have to cut out that first 2 seconds.
No, it's okay. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
How are you? What are you doing? What are you doing? Okay. A purchase order is a commercial document issued by a buyer to a seller outlining the details of a purchase, including the items, quantities, and agreed upon prices. It acts as an offer from the buyer to the seller and becomes a legally binding agreement.
Legally binding?
Once the seller accepts it. So, now we know what a purchase agreement is. We knew before.
Purchase order.
Oh, I'm sorry, what did I say?
Purchase agreement.
Huh. Okay, a purchase order, a PO. So I was thinking, I did a pro bono. It wasn't even pro bono. No.
Here we go.
I did a photo shoot to get my name out. And I chose this one person who I could see great potential for in his business. And so what I did was I did a whole multimedia package, which is what I used to do. Did so much work. And I was teaching also my kids how to do the photography, the sound, the editing of everything, editing of sound, editing of video, editing of photographs, writing a purchase order, writing a proposal, how do you go back and forth with a client, you know, like all the details so my kids know how to do business. Not just how to do business, but how to be kind in the process and how to be mindful and how to be ethical. And really look for how can we best provide a service to help somebody. That is business instead of take, take, take. So the photos were beautiful. Like everything we did for this person was gorgeous. I was really, really proud. Gorgeous. We didn't even get a thank you. And no money. Right? That's fine. I mean, we knew he was starting out, whatever. But I did say, look, this is how much this is worth. Ideally, like, when you can handle it, we'd like from this amount to this amount for you. Like, this is not our normal deal. But we do this work and we should have a give and take, like compensation somehow, right? So anyway, and as I started to have thoughts of, what's the word? Resentment.
Vengeance.
Right? Come through, all of a sudden, it's really wild how I believe they're angels, but like angels will send you messages. All of a sudden, I got sent, like what came across my desk were these YouTube videos. And I couldn't tell you even what I was looking at, but here's the message that I got. When you do something for someone and you, Matt talks about, I'm all over the place. Matt, let me just go back a little bit. Matt has always talked about this. When you give someone something, when you gift something, you should never expect anything in return. You shouldn't even expect them to maybe use the gift. Like, it's not yours. You're giving it, it's gone.
If they choose to re-gift it, if they... Right. Dot, dot.
It's none of your business, right?
Right.
How did you say it to me, though? How did you tell me about it? Because your words were perfect. Like, it.
Oh, dear.
Once you told me, Matt, I was like, okay, I got it. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
But it was, I'm basically paraphrasing what you said.
Right.
Am I saying it right,
though? It is. And the same thing, if you lend someone a book, just let it go. God knows if you're ever going to see it again.
No, I will never, ever give anyone else a book ever again.
Right.
You know, they would never give it back.
Right.
And then when you did ask, like, hey, can I have it back? They're like, what book? I'm like, what do you mean, what book? The very rare book that you saw on my shelf that you said you would borrow and I never saw. for you guys. Right. I can't.
If someone idolizes a book on my bookshelf, they can't borrow it. But if you're lucky, I might buy you a copy.
No, thank you.
Because that's how precious my books are.
You know, if they really want it, just go buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like,
this person I'm thinking of, like, had money. Oh, never mind. Anyway, oh my God, I totally digressed, didn't I? What was I talking
about?
Let it go. Purchase order. Here we go. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm back. All right, so when the resentment starts coming up, what you do is you create a purchase order. And, okay, here's where the spiritual stuff comes in. Whatever you want to call God, the universe, the world, you write a purchase order and give it to God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, and say, this is what I did. Here, it's a purchase order. Like, you just got the definition for it, right? Make one and give it up. And guaranteed, it will come back to you like what you charged for. It may not even be from that person. It will come from some other way. So once I had that, it just was this liberating experience for me. And I don't have any resentment for this photo shoot. I feel good because I know what I put out there will come back to me.
Right.
The purchase order will be taken care of. Anyway, that was my little quick little lesson that I learned last week. What do you think, Matt?
Yes, absolutely. Agree 100%. If you are throwing something out there to the universe, you're building momentum, you are blessing the universe, and I think that there's a karmic sense even that good things will happen to you.
And if we were to think God here, and everyone is God's children, right? Am I saying that right? Everyone is a child. And God is the parent. And you say, okay, God, this one child over here owes me $1,200. This is what I did. They'll pick up the bill. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to get too religious, but whatever. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying, right? That's it. That's my thing for this week.
There you go.
Is it quick?
Yes.
I think this was the quickest podcast we've ever had. No way. Do you want to keep talking?
I'm good.
All right, guys. Whatever you need. If you need anything, reach out to us. OurFriendlyWorldPodcast.com. Is that the URL?
Yes.
Can you subscribe to us? Actually, a lot of people listen, but they're not subscribed.
Mm-hmm.
It just helps our numbers over there in the world. Okay. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful every day.
There you go. Okay. Be well, everyone.